Track 12. And now we come to the feature articles. We have two feature articles for you today. The first one is from TNF Soundings, and the second one is about butterflies and will be read by Charmaine. Like many of us, Soundings contributor Colin is a fan of chocolate. Here, he takes a light-hearted look at the history of the world's most famous chocolate producers, Cadbury's, and remembers some of the company's bestsellers. Does your favourite get a mention? Colin lives in Cambridge. He's a regular editor and contributor to the Sound magazine produced for Campsite, which is a Cambridgeshire charity that supports local people living with low vision and blindness. He's also been keenly involved in local theatre productions for more years than he cares to remember. Here's his piece.
TNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, I'm Colin. So, hands up if you like chocolate. Right, let's just have a quick look. 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah, well, quite a few, so that's okay. So that's most of you, including me. My favourite is Cadbury's. And in case you think I might be on a retainer from that famous company that was founded in 1824 in Birmingham, other chocolate brands are available. To be absolutely clear, I'm not expecting any freebies for mentioning Cadbury's. Of course, if somebody from Cadbury's happens to be listening and would like to... No, I'll stop right there. As I said, the company was founded in 1824. John Cadbury opened his grocery shop in Bull Street, Birmingham, where he sold cocoa and drinking chocolate. The label on one of their earliest products read, Cadbury's Brothers Breakfast Cocoa. Cocoa? For breakfast? Really? Never mind. It wasn't until 1866 that John's sons, George and Richard, bought a Dutch cocoa press which allowed them to produce 100% pure drinking chocolate. They called it Cadbury's Cocoa Essence, which they claimed was the UK's first unadulterated cocoa. Goodness knows what the adulterated version tasted like. Anyway, let's not go there, eh? In any event, the drinking chocolate really caught on and put the company on the map. The first Cadbury's Easter egg put in an appearance in 1875. Made of dark chocolate, it had a smooth, plain surface. The egg was filled with coated chocolate drops, known as draggies. Apparently the word means to coat something in sugar to take away its bitterness, and symbolises the bitterness of life and the sweetness of love. I don't suppose the firm were too concerned with that, they just wanted to sell chocolate eggs. 13 years later, in 1897, Bourneville, the factory in a garden, was born, and the first actual milk chocolate bar was created. In 1905, a new recipe was invented using fresh cream milk, and Cadbury's Dairy Milk was launched. Suggestions for a brand name originally included Highland Milk and Dairy Maid. But when a customer's daughter thought of Dairy Milk, the name stuck. Now, at first, Dairy Milk was delivered to shops in blocks, which were broken up and sold in penny bars. And by the 1920s, it was the best-selling bar in the country. It wasn't until 1928 that the glass-and-a-half-full advertising slogan was created. Just why it took 23 years to think this up is anybody's guess. A couple of years earlier, in 1926, Cadbury's Fruit Nut was born, and Cadbury's Full Nut followed in 1930. Also in the 1920s, the Cadbury's Flake appeared. A factory employee noticed how the chocolate overflowing from a mould fell into folds. The Cadbury Flake Girl appeared in TV ads in the 1960s, and the flake soon became famous as the chocolate that comes with a 99 ice cream cone. The familiar Cadbury script logo, which was based on William Cadbury's signature, didn't appear on the packaging until 1951. In the 1960s, Milk Tray was launched. Shopkeepers would lay out milk chocolates on a tray, for customers to choose from. Gift chocolates were quite expensive until Cadbury's found a way to make them more affordable. Milk Tray was very popular due to the famous Milk Tray Man. Remember him diving off that cliff to deliver a box of Milk Tray to a lady on a yacht? Quite how the chocolate survived the fall, I'll never know. But I do happen to know that the man who carried out that dive was a famous stuntman with the unglamorous name of Alf Joint. He did the dive because, altogether now, the lady loves Milk Tray. In the 1970s, "everyone's a fruit and nut case" became a cheery everyday phrase. I'm not altogether sure how nutcase would go down today. Social media would no doubt have a feeding frenzy, and not on chocolate. Also in the 1970s, the one and only cream egg arrived, and was a hit right from the get-go. It still is today, with a recent "How Do You Not Eat Yours?" advertising campaign, which was launched in 2023. In 1976, one of my favourites, Cadbury Caramel, hit the market. And in the 1980s and 1990s, the Cadbury Bunny invited us to take it easy. In 2009, the Bunny got its due recognition when it was voted the third sexiest cartoon character in a newspaper poll. I don't know which characters came first or second, and to be honest, I don't care. Cadbury World opened in 1990. A place where fans can discover how their favourite confectionery is made. I remember that many years ago we took our children there and came home with enough chocolate to open our own shop. Cadbury's now produces hundreds of products. Oh, it's okay, I'm not going to list them. But before I go, I must mention the Whisper, which arrived in 1983 and was, shock horror, discontinued in 2003. How could they? In 2007, a banner was unfurled at the Glastonbury Festival demanding, "Bring back the Whisper." And it worked, because you can still buy it today.
TNS Soundings.
Record number of rare butterflies. Devon Wildlife Trust conducts regular surveys of rare butterflies on Dartmoor. This year they found record numbers. Steve Hussey, Devon Wildlife Trust, said, "We regularly count marsh fritillary butterflies on our nature reserves. We do this because these rare and beautiful butterflies give us a good indication of not only the health of the species locally, but also the effectiveness of our management. Their latest count was on just one part of their Emsworthy Mire Nature Reserve on Dartmoor." Steve explained, "In autumn, we search for the black larvae, the caterpillars of the butterfly. They are usually to be found in groups covered in protective net, which looks a bit like a spider's web. This year, the survey discovered 20 of these webs, which is a record for this part of the nature reserve. This is good news for the marsh fritillary and the surveyed area. It is credit to the hard work their staff and volunteers put into the area and shows their efforts are successful." Steve said, "The hard work our staff and volunteers do to maintain the site for people and wildlife is having a positive impact," he said.